Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a new tool to battle Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says a regional joint task force will be set up to fight the militant group.
The ministers of defense met and have agreed what each country will contribute as a composition of the multinational joint task force, and they are to be in place by the end of this month.
Mr. Buhari says Nigeria will lead the new task force and the troops from several of Nigeria's neighbors could be deployed against the militants. Mr. Buhari is in the middle of a four-day visit to Washington. Polls have closed in Burundi's presidential election. Mohamed Yusuf has more.
Turnout was light in Bujumbura, held down by opposition boycott of the poll and the fact that more than 170,000 Burundians have fled the country to escape the violent protest against the president. The capital was placed more on edge by gunfire overnight that killed at least two people. Because of the opposition boycott, President Nkurunziza is guaranteed to win the election. That prospect has led to fears of diplomatic isolation for the Central African country and further unrest internally. Mohamed Yusuf, Bujumbura.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter met Tuesday in Israel with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The talks come a week after the finalization of an Iran nuclear agreement that Mr. Netanyahu opposes. U.S. President Barack Obama demanded Tuesday that Iran release three Americans it is holding and help find a fourth believed to be in the country. Mr. Obama told a veteran of Foreign Wars Convention in Pittsburgh that the U.S. will not relent until Americans unjustly detained in Iran are allowed to come home. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementing the international nuclear agreement with Iran will make the world safer, improve the standard of living for Iranians, and potentially open up other opportunities between the United States and Iran.
This deal needed to get the nuclear issue off the table because we were threatened with the possibility of a nuclear arms race in the entire region. And nobody benefits from that.
In an interview with VOA's Persian service, Kerry said he hopes proponents will successfully persuade people that the agreement will keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, prevent conflict, and provide security for the region. Ohio Governor John Kasich became the 16th Republican to join the 2016 presidential race Tuesday. Jim Malone reports.
John Kasich is in his second term as Ohio's governor and previously served 18 years as a congressman, including as chairman of the House Budget Committee. Kasich told a crowd at Ohio State University that he has a proven record.
And here's how we've done it: by staying together, not by dividing each other, but by staying together with our eyes on the horizon.
Kasich has a reputation as an effective budget cutter, but he also has an independent streak and at times has defied his party's conservative wing. Jim Malone, Washington.
Japan's defense ministry says China's maritime activities in the East China Sea are among the major threats to the country's security. The ministry lashed out at China's development of undersea oil and gas reserves in the East China Sea, as well as its increasing military presence near a series of Japanese-controlled islands. The report also denounced China's activities in the resource-rich South China Sea, where China has begun building several artificial islands. Meanwhile, Japan's lower house of parliament has approved legislation that will loosen restraints on Japan's self-defense forces. The legislation would allow Japan's military to defend friendly countries that come under attack. The chief of Toshiba resigned Tuesday in response to revelations the company inflated its profits by $1.2 billion over the course of several years. North Korea says it has no interest in negotiations that could result in giving up its nuclear capabilities. A foreign ministry statement Tuesday said it is illogical to compare Iran's nuclear agreement with the situation in North Korea. U.S. President Barack Obama visits Kenya this week, a trip to his father's homeland. The 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit is being co-hosted by the United States and Kenya. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.